The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Your host, John Statman, with you on this Wednesday, 17th of October, 2018. A very interesting call that I made this afternoon. I'm watching One America News, and it's a network that's owned by Herring Networks. It's family-owned. It operates as an independent media company. And they're pretty well focused on providing good programming, good content. And I have stopped. I have to watch all the medias. Less and less with CNN. They're pretty much dead. Can't imagine they can shoot themselves in the foot much more than they already have. MSNBC, same way. But I'm tuning in to One America News because I'm noticing what Fox News is doing is taking a political subject and just beating the crap out of it, eating up more and more airtime. You know, it's the right against the left, the old right-left paradigm. And then they have their panel discussions with people's opinion on the opinionated story that they're doing. And then they've got the mitigated gall to ask you, what's your opinion on pretty much our opinion? Well, that slows down the flow of the content or the news. And I'll flip over to One America News, and they're doing 10 to 12 news stories versus their one. So today I'm watching One America News, and they're doing a story on the California wildfires. And it's the old who, what, where, when, how, and why kind of investigative journalism that people used to do. And it's the best piece I've seen on it so far. And basically what California has done, folks, and the reason why you're seeing these massive fires, is they've taken on what they call a hands-off approach to their forestry out there. They've cut out commercial logging, and they're letting these things just go wild. Now, the problem is that there's a lot of dead brush, a lot of dead trees. When the loggers would go in, they'd harvest the trees and then replant, okay? It wasn't, just go in there and whack them and stack them. And for commercial interests, they wanted to stay in business, so they would take care of their resource, okay? Well, some tree huggers decided to, they were going to get some legislation passed, and they come up with this kind of hands-off wilding project, I guess you could call it from their standpoint. And where there used to be, when they had commercial logging, they had like 40 trees to an acre. Now they've got 120 trees per acre. A lot of dead trees, suck up more moisture, more brush you have, the dried up tinder just waiting to explode. Give me a reason to catch fire. And they ran this story. So I go to their news site, One America News, and I'm looking for that video, and I can't find it. So I thought, okay, I'm going to find out if there's a secret passcode or password to, you know, get all of their presentations. So I thought, okay, I'm looking at their company information, and I open up affiliate relations, and the first guy on the list here was a guy by the name of Bruce Littman. He's executive vice president of content distribution. I thought, okay, distribute content. I don't know, okay, I'll call that one. The guy answers the phone, and I says, is this Bruce? And he goes, yeah, hi, how you doing? Who are you? And he and I are having this conversation. He goes, you know, he says, I've got a scheduled meeting. And he said, I don't have much time. What can I do for you? And I explained the situation. He goes, oh. He says, well, he said, let me give you a number. You know, call this guy. His name is Charles Henning. I go, okay. So I called Charles Henning. And the guy answers the phone and goes, hello? I said, hello, is this Charles? And yes, it is. And I told him who I was. Which led to a very interesting 15-minute conversation. And I won't divulge personally, it was a personal conversation between he and I. And I don't want to, without his permission, divulge the conversation, private conversation. But he and I talked about a great many things in that 15-minute period. And I made the crack. I said, there's a joke down here in Texas. You know, we want the border wall with Mexico, but we're also thinking about building an entire wall around the state of Texas. And the reason that is because things are so bad in California, we're ending up with a lot of Californians down here. He said, well, I just sold a property in Dallas that I own. He says, but I'd like to get the hell out of this state as well. He said, I would like a house on Lake Travis. And for people that aren't familiar with this area, that is the place to live. That's where they take the Colorado River, dam it up for electrical purposes, and then pass the water on down. But it's a nice lake. So he and I were talking, and it did not dawn on me until after I'd hung up. I wished him well in his endeavors, told him I'd been watching them when they first started. And my main complaint with him was that people don't know who One America News Network really is. I said, you guys are skunking Fox. I said, if people want news content that's not biased, they really need to go to your network. Now, they're on, you know, Dish and Direct and all that other stuff. But he explained to me that he says in distribution, he says there is content that is arranged with the various outlets. And he said even the placement of the channel that we're on their schedule for whatever, cable or satellite or whatever. And I said, yeah, you're stuck out in the hinterland on Direct. I said, Dog TV is before you when it comes down to the news channels. And I said, the one thing that's bugging me about this is you guys have not been doing enough promotional stuff for your network. And I said, I've been doing this for going on 30 years, three decades. And I said, I have asked people, are you familiar with One America News? I said, out of 50 respondents, I might get, yeah, I might have heard of that. Yeah, I think I have. I said, you guys really need to market what you're doing to get more listeners. Well, as I said, when I hung up, I'm thinking to myself, well, why does this sound familiar? Well, Charles Herring is one of the principals for the network, and he picks up the phone by saying, hello. Now, could you imagine me calling Fox News and even getting past, you know, the receptionist or, you know, what extension do you want? Insulated and isolated, and these people are as open as a damn book. So here I am talking to one of the principals of the network itself, and we're having this grand little conversation like a caller would call in to the network here, and I'd be talking to somebody on air. So it was rather fascinating. And I'm hoping here that they post up that story because it was the absolute best. You know, forget the Blu-ray beams out there and all the theories about the California wildfires and how they want to chase people out and not let them back in. Well, that may be the case, but it's actually their stance and their position on these woodlands out in California they're literally building tinder boxes and waiting for somebody to strike a match. And even Trump chimed in on this deal, and he said, you know, we're sending billions of dollars to you people out there. Whoever the next governor of California is, you know, beware. You guys need to take care of your natural resource out there. So I am just amazed, and I'm able to pick up the telephone and talk to a principal of a network that's actually halfway straight. I'm just kind of amazed, I guess. By the way, yes, Julie, you need something from me? Okay, I guess that was a no. So, you know, in honor of talking to these people today, Mikey?
One America News Network, your leading source for the latest breaking national and international news. With nearly four times as many headlines as the other networks. Straight news, no speculation, no opinion, just the facts. Complete coverage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One America News Network, your source for credible news.
It ain't fake news. It ain't fake news. At any rate, I just thought I'd throw that in. That happened just a couple hours before I came in the studio. And as I said, you know, anytime that you can call up and talk to a principal of a national network, hey, that's double plus good. Let me see. Do you have a caller there? John in New York.
How are you, Brother John?
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Breton circuses that we have out there. You know, the Roman philosopher Juvenal talked about the Breton circuses, and it will distract the Roman citizenry of the corruptness of the Roman government. Same thing we got here. I think it was George Orwell that wrote in his fine book, 1984, we're going to give the American males film, football, beer, and gambling, fill the horizons of their minds, and they're easily controlled. Most people are controlled, John, and that's what's going on.
And George Orwell should have known because he was one of them.
Of course he was. He was part of that New World Order bullshit. New World Order stuff.
Well, luckily, your phone connection is bad enough. I think I heard bullshit.
Bullshit.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. You know, very good.
So, I just want to applaud you for what you're doing, John. Did you receive my second letter and my second donation to you, brother?
I would have to check with the secretary. I do not know.
Okay, well, I hope you find that useful, and I hope that you are able to connect with my friend who actually cracked this code of all these Whig leagues and all this Whig...
Gotcha, John. We've had that conversation before, and I thank you very much. Appreciate the call. You know, I'm kind of resistant to that because it's something that may be very interesting and it may end up to be true, but there's enough on people's plate that I kind of want people focusing on the stuff that we should be focused on. I just call me a little crazy, but it's not hot on my priority list. Maybe on a very slow news day, I might do exactly that. Who do you got, Mike? Don't bother posting it. Dwight in North Carolina? Joyce in North Carolina. How do I get Dwight out of that?
Hi, this is Joyce. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. I just want to say that here in the Raleigh-Durham area, Spectrum, formerly Time Warner, mm-hmm. does not carry One America News.
Mm-hmm. I can fathom a reason.
I can too, but they don't say. I was going to switch back to Time to Spectrum, but I'm going to stay with AT&T for now anyway.
Well, does AT&T care? Now, is that Spectrum now?
No. Time Warner is now Spectrum.
Okay, so Time Warner was the cable company and AT&T's satellite.
Well, I have cable AT&T.
Really? I didn't know that they had such a thing. Now, yeah. You're telling me that AT&T doesn't carry One America News?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
All right.
Where I see it.
And have you watched it?
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, some time ago, I emailed you about something, I don't remember, about it, and right after that, you mentioned about One America News, so mm-hmm. I don't know if I alerted you to it or if you found it yourself.
I trust me, I probably found it myself because I'm always
yes.
looking. I'm always looking for that little candlelight in the dark din of nothingness out there.
Right, right. So, yeah, not everybody gets to see it.
Well,
so.
Well hopefully. I mean, I wish them well. And I just said that, you know, I said, when you guys first started up, you had absolutely no commercials at all. I mean,
right,
literally,
right.
They were doing, if you remember this, they were just doing promos for One America News in the usual commercial spots.
Yeah.
And I'm watching yes. them, and I'm going, are they going to be able to survive?
Yes.
Well, they're surviving. They put up commercials.
They're surviving, yes.
Yeah.
I have looked on the website, too, for different things they've done, and never found it. So
yeah. I've got to talk to the principals a little bit more because... They have agreements with different outlets, Spectrum or AT&T or Dish or whatever, DirecTV, uh-huh. whatever it is. And they have an agreement about distribution of different stories. So I'm going to have to delve into that a little bit more. But in this world today, if I were to recommend anybody that wants to find out something other than the Communist News Network or the lefties right. trying their best to... You know, do whatever, or see, even Fox News, the people are getting politically more savvy in this country, and they're starting to look at Fox News as just the rah-rah-rah for the Republicans, you know, the neocon network, and that's not what people are looking for. They don't give a crap about politics. Keep politics out of the damn news. Just give me the news.
Right.
So...
Yes,
all right.
I agree.
Well, Joyce, I appreciate your call.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Mikey, maybe you better hit that air conditioning. I'm sitting here just absolutely sweating. Open the window. No, that's rainy, and I don't want cars going by and sounding like one of our callers sitting in a truck going down the highway. At any rate, let's dismantle the IRS. Let's get ready to rumble. This racket is busted. Paul Andrew Mitchell, he's a private attorney. He did this wonderful piece. Now, folks, I would attach this one to, let me see, it was the story, I'll get around to it. It was the story that we had posted about what this congressman said on the House floor about the banks. So if we have time, I'll roll around to that as well. You know, the guy that just fell off his tractor and died. What the hell was his name, Mikey? I know it was Mr. Trafficant. He writes, it's time to dismantle the Internal Revenue Service. This organization has outlived its usefulness. The hunt was on several years ago when activists like this writer confirmed that IRS was never created by any act of Congress. It cannot be found in any of the laws which created the U.S. Department of the Treasury. The U.S. Supreme Court quietly admitted as much at footnote 23 in Chrysler Corp. versus Brown. In a nation governed by the rule of law, this omission is monumental. The search for its real origins has taken this nation down many blind alleys. So convoluted and complicated are the statutes and regulations which govern its employees rarely, if ever. The best explanation now favors its link to prohibition, the ill-fated experiment in outlawing alcohol. More on this when we get back. Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen.
The women's temperance movement, we believe, was secretly underwritten by the petroleum cartel to perfect a monopoly over automotive fuels. Once that monopoly was in place, prohibition was repealed, leaving alcohol high and dry as a preferred fuel for cars and trucks, and leaving a federal police force inside the several states to extort money from the American people. All evidence indicates that the IRS is an alias for the Federal Alcohol Administration, or the FAA, not the Federal Aviation Administration, no. The Federal Alcohol Administration, which was declared unconstitutional inside the several states by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1935. As I spoke the other day, that there was a lot of things that good old FDR did that the Supreme Court struck down. The result of the High Court's decision in U.S. versus Constantine confined that the FAA to federal territories like Puerto Rico, where Congress is the state legislature. Further confirmation could be found in a decision by the First Circuit Court of Appeals in Used Tire International, Inc. versus Manuel Diaz Saldana, which identified the latter as the real Secretary of the Treasury. The Code for Federal Regulations for Title 27 also identifies this other secretary as an office in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Now, this is ominous data. It serves to suggest that the IRS has no authority whatsoever to mail envelopes from the Department of Treasury, Such obvious deception is prohibited by federal mail fraud statutes and defined as a predicate to racketeering. Now, moreover, the vagueness now proven to frequent the Internal Revenue Code forces a legal conclusion that the entire code is necessarily void, read, no legal effect. The High Court's test for vagueness is obviously violated when men and women of common intelligence cannot agree on its correct meaning, its proper construction, or its territorial application. Take, for instance, the statute at IRC Section 7851. Here, Congress has said that all the enforcement provisions in Subtitle F shall take effect on the day after the date this title is enacted. These provisions include, for example, filing requirements, penalties for failing to file, and tax evasion. Well, guess what? Title 26 has never been enacted into positive law, rendering every single section in Subtitle F a big pile of spaghetti with no teeth whatsoever. Throughout most federal laws, the consistent legislative practice is to use the term this title to refer to a title of the United States Code. To make matters worse, conscientious courts, that's an endangered species in case you haven't figured out, have ruled that taxes cannot be imposed without statutes assigning a specific liability to certain parties. There are no statutes creating a specific liability for taxes imposed by Subtitle A of the Internal Revenue Code. This is a set of statutes that impose the federal income tax. Just look at it this way. If Congress imposed a tax on chickens, would that necessarily mean that chickens are liable for the tax? Obviously not. Congress would also need to define what the farmer is, or the consumer, or the wholesaler, as the party liable for paying that tax. Chickens, step up. Where are your tax returns? Now, without a liability statute, there can be, guess what? No liability. This now opens up another deeper layer in this can of rotting worms. If the IRS is really using fear tactics to extort an unlawful debt, then it qualifies for careful scrutiny and prosecution under the Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organizations Act, also known as RICO. Now, how fitting and how ironic that the IRS is legally domiciled in Puerto Rico. When we get down to brass tacks, we find that Congress encourages private citizens to investigate and bust rackets mainly because it's perceived a shortage of public prosecutors talented enough to enforce RICO statutes against organized crime syndicates. This shortage is the real reason why the RICO statute at 18 U.S.C. 1964 awards triple damages to any party who prevails using the civil remedies it provides. And happily, state courts like the Superior Court of California also enjoy original jurisdiction to litigate and issue these remedies. Now, all this would approach comedy in the extreme, were if it not for the case that the IRS launders huge sums of money every day into foreign banks chiefly owned by the families that founded the Federal Reserve System. Now, do you think the Federal Reserve was federal government? Guess again. One of the biggest shocks of the last century was the admission by President Reagan's Grace Commission that none of the income taxes collected by the IRS goes to pay for any federal government services. Those taxes are paying interest to these foreign banks and benefit payments to recipients of entitlement programs like federal pension funds. So the next time your neighbors accuse you of being unpatriotic for challenging the IRS, we recommend that you demand from them proof that the IRS is really funding any federal government services, like air traffic control, the Pentagon, Congress, the courts, or maybe even the White House. But a cautionary note here, folks. Don't hold your breath. Honestly, when all the facts are put on the table, there is not one single reason why America should put up with this massive fiscal fraud for one more day. It's time to dismantle the Internal Revenue Service. Keeping all those laundered funds inside this country will result in economic prosperity without precedent in our nation's history. Let's bury the IRS beneath the Titanic, where it can rust in peace forever, along with the rest of the planet's jellyfish. Eric, I'll take your call after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say, Texas.
She said, what?
She says, what? I said, Texas.
Yes, we're going to build the wall completely around Texas to keep the Californians out. Eric in Tennessee. Hello, Eric.
John, how are you tonight?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, today I built out, I bought 2 of the front sight training things.
Great.
And so you're going to be getting $600 shortly as soon as the check gets to Dan and everything through.
Okay, I'm Eric. I'm losing you here. You're fading on me.
Okay, let me get to a better position here.
All right.
Is this better?
Yeah, stick that left leg out a little bit further.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm in a basement, and that's where I live, kind of, but, you know, it's the way life is. But I did buy 2 the front strike, one for myself and one for my daughter.
Well,
and I wanted to let you know that.
Outstanding.
The check's in the mail, and Dan told me I'm the first one to start into it on this round.
Well, I'll tell you what. When Larry Elders Did you hear that piece I played yesterday?
Yes, yeah. I did, yes.
Yeah. When Larry Elders is out there and he understands what the Second Amendment is and citizen militia and all that, yeah.
Yep.
And you know, it's nice that people, more and more people are buying guns. And I'm looking at this trend, and, you know, Eric, it's nice that we have a Second Amendment for protection of self and property, but I don't want to live in a country that everybody has to walk around strapped.
Yep.
And
I agree.
And if need be, I want that right to of self-protection without governmental interference or granting me permission rather than a right, and they can just arbitrarily take it away for whatever reason. And I want the ability to arm up if necessary, but I don't want to live...
It's a right from God,
but
it's not a privilege.
But, Eric, I don't want to live in a world where we all got to walk around strapped up. But to have that ability to do so when necessary is actually the self-protection and what the intent was of the Second Amendment in the first damn place.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, Eric, I appreciate that very much.
Hey. Anyway, the other thing is, John, is look into the cryptos. I know you're not big into them.
Yeah.
But Bitcoin Cash, and Ethereum are still... could be the wave of the future.
It could be.
Right.
I know, Eric. I know your position on this all too well, and I thank you, sir.
I'm big into it.
All right.
Okay. You take care, John.
Okay. You too. Oh, are we leaving? It seems unfair. I'm here, and you're going bye bye. Huh? I can't hear you. You can't do this when I'm live. Speak so I can hear you. You've been here. Oh, God. Yeah, just wait till you go full-time. If I ever have the money. All right. Thank you, Julie. Yes, I hear the hiss. Wiggle my stuff? Wiggle my stuff, he says. Okay. I'll tell you what you need to do. Find the jack that goes in the back of the board. Yeah, okay. Testing. 1, 2, 3. I think that's the right one. Pull it all the way out. Yeah, that's the one. Okay. It ain't your speaker because it's in my headphones. Well, don't worry. It's probably an old piece of antiquated equipment that's crapping out. At any rate. By the way, I mentioned this yesterday. Stormy Daniels. And I said that in my junk email, every once in a while, that's it. Whatever you just hit, Mikey. Yep. That's it. Well, thank you. Now it's even worse. Mike, it's worse. That's it. Right there. Get over here so you can hear me. It's gone. You just punched it. God. Oh, crackerjack engineering. It doesn't work. Just beat it with a big, big hammer. Yeah, that was it. All right. The reason I'm bringing this up again is because yesterday on the air I said about Stormy Daniels. I checked my junk email and... that's my junk emails. I get like 1,500 junk emails every single day. But every once in a while, and to this day, by the way, my secretary will email me. It'll end up in my junk file. Why? I can mark it as it's not spam and please pass this, and it just ignores me. So I have to check those emails every day to make sure there's nothing in there that's going to slip my attention. So there's one on the Stormy Daniels And I thought, oh, this is probably about the Stormy Daniels case, about Donald Trump and the lawsuit and all this other stuff. And I open it up, and there's a video of from the waist up, naked Stormy Daniels on a bed, pushing her book and whatever else. And folks, I was not impressed. It looks like she reminded me of the moo cows that need milked twice a day, and somebody didn't milk her. She missed a day. I'm not even saying anymore. You kind of get the idea. Well, the federal judge tossed out the defamation lawsuit filed by Stephanie Clifford, that's her real name, Stormy Daniels, against President Trump. Clifford claimed that President Trump had defamed her when he said that she had lied about being threatened to keep quiet about their alleged relationship. Now, here's the obvious question for you. How can one defame a woman that willingly has sex on camera for money is beyond my comprehension. Clifford has made herself a household name by breaking a non-disclosure agreement and cashing in on Trump's name and the Make America Great Again slogan by naming her touring striptease show Make America Horny Again. Her lawyer, Michael, and you've heard this guy before, Avenatti, was a near fixture on cable news outlets, sometimes miraculously appearing live on two stations simultaneously. And I have a clip here where he's on MSNBC News and CNN Live at the same time. How does that happen? At any rate, despite their media blitz and Avenatti's hunger for the spotlight, it kind of all fell on its face. U.S. District Judge S. James Otero in Los Angeles ruled that Trump's speech was protected by the First Amendment as a kind of a rhetorical hyperbole normally associated with politics and public discourse in the United States. He ordered Daniels, whose given name is Stephanie Clifford, to pay Trump's legal fees. That is hilarious. Now, Stormy has been raising money for her legal fees on a crowdfunding website, Crowd Justice. The porn actress turned the tell-all book author has managed to raise over $500,000 for her fund as she cashes in on the anti-Trump sentiment prevalent on the left. Now, with this verdict, all those lefties are going to have their donations paying for the President Trump's legal fees. Isn't that just so delicious? I think it is. And trust me, I don't... Donald Trump's legal representation, I couldn't even afford to retain her for these guys, let alone them acting and working on a case. I couldn't even imagine how many hundreds of dollars an hour that these guys make. Now, Trump's attorney, Charles Harder, cheered Otero's decision. He said no amount of spin or commentary by Stormy Daniels or her lawyer, Mr. Avenatti, can truthfully characterize today's ruling in any way other than total victory for Trump and a total defeat for Stormy Daniels. Now, this defamation suit is only one of several against Donald Trump, and Stormy's lawyer is already in damage mode control. He said Daniels' other claims against Trump and Cohen proceed unaffected. Avenatti wrote in her tweet, he later appeared to have apparently deleted. He said in a second tweet that any fees Trump might be awarded from the defamation case would be dwarfed by the fees he and Cohen will be required to pay in connection with an NDA case. Now, later, Avenatti tweeted that he had appealed Otero's ruling to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit Court. I'm getting a little tiny bit of noise there. What was that? Was that a potentiometer on the front of that? What did you just hit, Michael? What was that? Well, the noise reduction is making noise. Okay. At any rate, yeah. Well, that's because you never have the speaker turned up. It's flat gorgeous. Is that an electronic term? The only thing that I learned from that dictionary was hammered crap. It sounded like hammered crap. Well, good luck with that, Avenatti. This guy is so serious in his need for the spotlight that when Stormy's news hit the sidelines during the Kavanaugh confirmation, he brought forward a woman that claimed that Justice Brett Kavanaugh and his friend ran a gang rape ring when they were in high school sophomores. And by the way, he believed her. He also has political ambitions or delusions of grandeur, take your pick, to run for president perhaps as early as 2020. Now, Avenatti is just so ridiculous that some conservatives have half seriously floated the conspiracy theory that he's actually a pro-Trump operative. Now, how could somebody be such a kiss of death to the adversaries of Trump and not be working for him? As compelling as that theory is, I think that Avenatti is just the attention whore. Oops. Shouldn't that have been assigned to Stormy? Or is that, in today's politically correct world, is that hateful? If I called Stormy a whore? What else would you call somebody that takes their clothes off and does sex acts for a camera and then puts it out to the public for sale? I don't know. Besides, if that theory holds, by the way, that this is some kind of conspiracy, then Hillary Clinton would be a pro-Trump operative, and so would Elizabeth Warren, if we want to follow that line of thought. Now, speaking of political adversaries of Donald J. Trump, Judge Otero wrote in his decision that the fact that Stormy had presented herself publicly as Trump's political opponent, it allowed Trump to respond to her with protected political hyperbole. Otero, who was appointed to the court by President George W. Bush, had indicated during a late September hearing that he was skeptical of Daniels' claim on free speech grounds. He said Monday that Daniels had presented herself as Trump's political adversary in public and in court filings, and that Trump has the right to respond to her claims. And quoting Otero, if this court were to prevent Mr. Trump from engaging in this type of rhetorical hyperbole against a political adversary, it would significantly hamper the office of the president. Any strong-worded response by a president to another politician or public figure could constitute an action for defamation. This would deprive the country of the discourse common to the political process. Well, can we now say bye-bye to Stormy and her attention whore lawyer? Or should it be the whore and her attention whore lawyer? I'm still confused on that subject. Michael, can you find the new Newspeak politically correct dictionary for me so I don't make any more mistakes on the air? It's in the back of the Newspeak magazine. It's in the back of Brave New. It's in the back of 1984. Gotcha. All righty. I'm still hearing a noise in my ear. Can you hear that? That's because you got 10 ears. It's there, and I'm hearing it in my ears. Yeah, okay. Oh, you can come in here and take my earphones? Mm-hmm. Well, for God's sakes, how am I? Can't we do this during a break or something? Can you hear that?
Hear anything.
Yeah. I'm sending you out for a hearing test tomorrow. Speaking truth to power has ruined Darren Jones. Now, this is on the issue of whistleblowers, folks. You know that we have a federal law protecting whistleblowers, okay? It's called the Whistleblower Protection Act. Now, here's a little story. Speaking truth to power has ruined Darren Jones. Who was he? He was a former FBI contract specialist who reported evidence of serious procurement improprieties. He should be the last federal whistleblower victimized, writes John Kirikow. And this is a special article to Consortium News. The idea of whistleblowing has been in the news a great deal. Is the anonymous author of the recent New York Times op-ed eviscerating the president a whistleblower? Is the victim of an alleged sexual assault by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh a whistleblower? I'm fortunate to have access to the media to talk about torture after blowing the whistle on the CIA's program. I think Ed Snowden, Tom Drake, and others would say the same thing about the aftermath of their own whistleblowing. Now, on the issue of cost of doing the right thing, The problem is that we are an exception to the rule. Most whistleblowers either suffer in anonymity or are personally, professionally, socially, and financially ruined for speaking truth to power. Darren Jones is one of those people. He's one of the people silenced in Barack Obama's war on whistleblowers, and he continues to suffer under Mr. Trump. Now, more background on this. Jones was an FBI supervisory contract specialist who in 2012 reported evidence of serious procurement improprieties to his superior. Jones maintained that Computer Sciences Corporation had been awarded a $40 million contract improperly because a former FBI official with responsibility for granting the contract then was hired as a consultant at CSC. Jones said rightly that this was a violation of the Procurement Integrity Act. He made seven other disclosures alleging financial improprieties with the FBI, and he was promptly fired for his trouble. More on this when we get back. Boy, the truth just has a way of bubbling to the surface only after they try to bury you repeatedly.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Remember, the United States has a Whistleblowers Protection Act. Any federal employee who brings to light evidence of waste, fraud, abuse, illegality, or threats to the public health or public safety is protected under federal statute. Now, the FBI didn't care, though. Jones was a troublemaker. He was talking about his fellow FBI agents, and he had to be silenced. Immediately upon his firing, Jones appealed. He was not reinstated, however, because he had made his revelation to his superior and not to one of the nine people on the FBI leadership-approved list of who could hear a whistleblower complaint. Jones appealed again, beginning a more than a four-year odyssey. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican out of Iowa, is the champion of the whistleblowers on Capitol Hill, or so the story goes. Whether you like his politics or not, Jones contacted Grassley and asked for help. His dismissal was clearly a retaliation for his revelations and was illegal according to the whistleblower protections law. Grassley agreed and wrote three separate letters to the then FBI Director James Comey and then Deputy Director General Sally Yates, and of course none were answered. Now, Grassley urged the Justice Department to reinstate Jones, saying that his dismissal was a violation of the Whistleblower Protection Act of 2016, which strengthened the original whistleblower protection law. He added that when Yates appeared before his Senate Judiciary Committee for her confirmation hearings earlier this year, she promised to improve the process for adjudicating claims of retaliation, including expanding the list of persons to whom a protected disclosure may be made. Well, guess what? She never did that. In fact, Yates ordered the director of the Justice Department's Professional Misconduct Review Unit to write Jones and tell him, and I'm quoting, "The Deputy Attorney General's review is complete and her decision is final. Your case is no longer pending. You should not expect to receive any future communications that you or any other organization or individuals may submit with regard to your whistleblower reprisal case." Now, in other words, the official policy of the Justice Department was to ignore the law and give it the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman and whistleblower himself the middle finger, so to speak. Now, the FBI's response was as equally as bad. Although predictable, the FBI Office of the General Counsel wrote to Jones, and I'm quoting out of that letter, "The FBI has advised you that it will not conduct further investigation into your allegations that the FBI removed you from employment because you reported a compliance concern and retaliated against you in violation of applicable whistleblower retaliation protection regulations. The FBI has met its legal obligations and considers this matter closed without any basis for further review or reopening. Please be advised that the FBI will not respond to any additional correspondence or emails related to or arising from the termination of your employment." That was another middle finger to him. Now, note also that the FBI refers to whistleblower regulations. It's not a regulation. It's a law. And the FBI, too, has to respect and follow the law, even if they don't want to. Now, on the subject of ending the victimization of whistleblowers, man, is this hour gone by quick? You over there fooling with the dials? Did you speed up the clock or something? All right. Take top of the hour break here. Much news and information coming your way, folks. It's an interesting news day. We'll be back. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.